Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman for this Friday edition of the Hagman Report. It's Friday, January 20th, 2023. I'm Doug Hagman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for your belief and trust in this platform. Have a great show lined up for you today. I'm telling you right now, Eric the Tech's been working behind the scenes. We've actually been having fun today. As the specter of nuclear conflagration by these psychopaths, as this encroaches upon our psyche, and it's meant to impact us mentally. If you heard Aaron Brickman yesterday, the key weapon here is the impact that these psychopaths have on the psyches, the mental and spiritual. Now that's important, the spiritual health of all of us. Okay, so I just want to make sure you heard that. It was a very intellectual, I thought, an intellectually stimulating as well as a spiritually stimulating broadcast yesterday. And I have to say, the fight is with the family. The fight is at the family level. Folks, I have to mention this too. When you see, and I am so excited about this, because every time you get knocked down, every time we get knocked down, every time we get censored, every time we get told we can't do X, Y, or Z, Eric the Tech works like 20, well, actually two, it's in triple digits now. I think he's got 200 hours into what we're going to be rolling out. And what we're going to be rolling out is something better than we've ever done before. Okay. I am so excited about it. I'm not going to go any further except to say that Eric's really been working his heart out, and the product that you will have, it's something I am proud of. And I know Eric's proud of it. And again, the amount of work that has gone into this is just absolutely incredible. So watch for that. We thought we'd have it out this week. But you know what? Good things take a little while to really get into. And I have to say this. I had gone over all of my articles, column submissions, reports that I've done, whether it was field reports about the Islamic infiltration into our country, to whatever it might have been. Going back 15 years, you're going to have access to all of that. Okay, I'm telling you, it's fabulous. That combined with the shows. Did you notice the emphasis? Oh man, I'm telling you, it's going to be fabulous. But we've got a lot of things to cover today in the wake of this Friday. And as I always like to ask Eric, it's Friday, but it really doesn't matter because you work all the time anyway, but it's Friday. And he's got a little treat for you too that he put together. I love it. But we're to have some very serious conversation, but also have a little bit of fun. Because why? Well, because we deserve it, I think.
Because we can.
You're doggone right we can. That's right. So with that, I want to start off with this. Now, I played this segment yesterday. You know, the Moloch worshipers. Now, look, okay, I believe the people who are meeting at Davos, Switzerland, right now, are evil people. I believe that. That's my belief. If you get on a jet and you're over in Davos meeting behind closed doors, you know, plotting and planning, scheming to take over the world. Well, you know what? You didn't ask me, and I'm pretty sure they didn't ask you, did they? Eric, you didn't get a call, did you? You know, is this okay with you? No.
Actually, I did.
Oh, doggone it. I knew there was somebody on the inside here. Well, I'll tell you what. Of course, Davos is going on. Then there's a meeting being held in Poland near the Ukrainian border that's talking about some war, increasing the war effort against Russia. Look, this could lead to a kinetic war, a nuclear war. Steve Quayle, I believe, talked about this, or he focused upon this week as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I'll tell you what, as Aaron said yesterday, nuclear war is really the end of the war, because when nukes start flying, you know, it's at that point, it's a little bit too late for diplomacy. But over in Davos, you've got FBI Director Christopher Wray. Now, tell me why you've got an FBI director over in Davos, Switzerland, rubbing elbows with these evil globalists who are, you know, mapping out our future without our approval. Well, he spoke at the World Economic Forum on Tuesday. Whether you caught this, I don't know. He had a private meeting with banking leaders as well to talk about cybersecurity. So if you want to know what's kind of coming, you can kind of think, okay, cyber attacks, pretty far up on the list of things you can expect to happen, because they telegraph what they're going to do before they do it. It's part of their MO, their modus operandi. And, you know, I look at this and I'm thinking, this is what a bunch of crap all of this is. If you think for one moment, and I know that the audience who listens to this, if we're going to put up with your crap, we're going to, in fact, I'll show you that we are not putting up with their crap, and I'll show you how and what's taking place, especially over there in Davos. But first, Nigel Farage, I played this yesterday. Nigel Farage talked about something that we've talked about before. And even Stan Dale mentioned this to some extent. But we've talked about this North American Union, this Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Now, did you know that Potato Head authorized the agreement of this union, okay? This vegetable, you know, in the White House, the guy that can't remember names when he sings happy birthday, shakes invisible hands and sniffs your girl's hair and has hairy legs and wants to take, you know, Donald Trump out back of the gym. He thinks he's in, you know, in high school, right? Anyway, Nigel Farage is talking about this. The 49-second clip, video A, on your show notes. Go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com. And open up the episode for today. All of the show notes, the complete videos, the source material will be there. We source cite everything that we talk about, so you know we're not making this stuff up. Well, we make some stuff up, but the fun stuff. You'll see what I'm talking about. I can't wait. Anyway, so hang in there with this, but let's take a look at Nigel. Let's listen to what he's got to say. And I like him. And if I can, I want him on our program. So here's Nigel.
Almost unnoticed, a week ago, the Declaration of North America was signed. In it, the presidents of Mexico, America, and the Prime Minister of Canada talk about North American DNA, as if to say, we are one people. I think the subplot is perhaps they're thinking about planning one country. Why do I say that? They talk about ever closer cooperation on health, defense, immigration. Americans, we've seen this playbook before. It was called the common market. Nothing to worry our little heads about. And it turned into the European Union. Watch out for this pact that Biden has signed. Before you know it, you'll be stuck in a globalist club with big decisions being made about your life, taken by other people you can't vote for, you can't remove. Wake up, America.
And play that. Share this. You know, I don't ask a lot. At least I don't think I do. My wife says I do, but I don't. I don't ask for a lot. But do me a favor. Please share this episode on your social media account. If you have social media, Facebook, Twitter, Getter, look, we're on Parler, Getter. Okay, please share this, because I think people need to really understand what's going on. I mean, really understand what's going on right now in their name. In their name, in your name, in my name. And we need to, and you've got my full permission, you know, to take cuts of this episode if you're so inclined. Put them up, just link it back to the original video so they've got the entire thing in context. And we're good, but please do that. All right. So now you go from Chris Wray over there and others as well. You got senators, you got people, Congress critters over there in Davos. Any one of those people, in my view, should not sully the halls of Congress any more than they already are, by the way. All right. But anyway, this is video one in the show notes. Now, this is, let's laugh a little bit too. This is your, as well as understand how impactful this is. Because I'm going to tell you something. I paid dearly. Remember me talking about cyber warriors from Obama? Remember me writing about this? I had totally forgotten about this. I wrote about this a decade ago, where Obama had cyber warriors. And in fact, I saw the playbook. Well, not the entire playbook, but part of the playbook. Cyber warriors that were seeding the information, seeding like you sow seeds, seeding disinformation into the social networking population during his tenure to change the narrative and to make us, to make white people the bad people, to make the conservative Christians out to be terrorists, to define Obama was the one that really defined fake news. He defined what hate speech should be pursuant to his communist Muslim ideology. And there are a lot of people, a lot of sycophants that ran with this. You know, I love it on the people on the left saying that Trump is the head of a cult, the Trump cult. No, you know, you've got the cult of Obama. And if you think for one second you haven't heard the last of Obama, man, I am telling you right now, Obama is pulling all of the strings at the mid-management level. Right now, he's doing it. And you know what? I would not be surprised to see a Michelle Obama or Michael Obama, more appropriately, ticket in 2024, because they want Joe Biden gone. They want him gone, along with heels up Harris. Cackles. Okay. You got Cankles. She's irrelevant. Still evil, but irrelevant. And then you got Cackles. Heels up Harris. You got Potato Head, Mr. Potato Head. Unfinished, I should say. And they want him gone. And I'm going to show you how they're doing it right now. But video one in show prep, European Commissioner, Vice President Vera Jourova?
Vera Jourova.
Yes, her. Thank you for that assist.
Vera Jourova.
Did y'all get that? Go ahead.
Again. Vera Jourova. No like skin pickles. I like the peaches.
I'm telling you, the things you hear on hot mics in Davos. You got to play that one more time. Oh, he's got to get back to it because, you know.
Vera Jourova. No like skin pickles. I like the peaches.
That's Eric's doing. Eric the Tech is a brilliant guy. Again, okay, now, this is Vera Yourova at the World Economic Foundation. She is the Vice President of the European Commission. Okay, now, I don't know. I don't remember ceding any authority to this whack job. I really don't. This peach-loving, peach-eating, yeah. I don't remember giving her my okay over my grandchildren. Look at that. You know, have you noticed they all look alike? Oh, yeah. Go back to that. Before we get to her, we had to check on how John Fetterman was doing in the Senate. And here we caught him. He was actually rehearsing his address to I don't know whether he got a committee position or not, but there he is right there, John Fetterman. In, by the way, a designer hoodie. Okay, you've got to see this, folks. If you're not subscribed to us on Rumble or Brighteon, please do. And whoever did this is brilliant. Because look at the sign, Fetterman. Text, hey, you guys. 230200. Great job on that. But let's get back to peach loving whack job. Didn't give you my permission for squat. Vera Yourova at the World Economic Foundation telling us. Now this is you and I, at least here in the continental United States, not in Canada, because, well, what can I say about Canada, right? You're stuck with Castro up there.
Maple syrup?
That's the only thing I get from Canada is Canadian Tylenol and maple syrup. I'm kidding.
Well, for some people, syrup.
Syrup. Syrup. Okay. I'm having entirely too much fun on this Friday edition. But illegal hate speech. She says, no, I'm preparing you. I'm fixing you for this, okay? Which you will have soon also in the United States. Excuse me?
Vera Jourová.
Oh, I bet you she shops at the...
Vera Yourová.
I love it. You know, sometimes you just have to laugh at these people. But this is it. If you think that this is all just like time wasting, no. You get in their face, you mock them. Okay, and I'm telling you, mockery, they can't stand being mocked.
It's hate speech.
Oh, I know. I know. I will define hate speech. Believe me, you will, because you guys know me, ladies and men, you know me. Okay. I hold, believe it or not, I hold a lot of things back. Oh, but man, it's coming. It is coming. But this vice president of the European Commission telling us in the United States that illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the U.S. Okay, what is Biden hit her bitch? Seriously, is Congress so compromised that this is okay? Is Chris Ray out there saying, oh, no problem? Oh, no. You, Vera Yourová, will not get 1 minute, and I mean this, you will not have 1 minute in public where you will not be harassed, mocked, ridiculed, and gone after. Because we've got your playbook too. We've got the Alinsky playbook too. And we're not afraid to use it. Let's listen to this peach-loving moron tell you and I what her plans are. Here it is.
Well, we need the people who understand the language and the case law in the country. Because what qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in US, I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous. Well,
okay, and I got something on AI. And by the way, she's talking to Q-Ball, Brian Stelter. And okay, I mean, between Brian Stelter and Vera Jourova.
Vera Jourova.
Yeah. You got to put Brian Stelter in there, too. I'm going to tell you. Okay. You know where I'm going with this, all right, folks? Enough said there. But again, you don't have our permission. You don't have our permission, and we will not allow it. Because I'm going to tell you something, all right? I love my children and grandchildren. And in-laws and outlaws, I'll tell you, you don't have my permission to lord over them. We only have one God. We only have one Savior. And you ain't it. By the way, in keeping with this Friday, frolicking Friday, this free-for-all Friday, I think as Rush Limbaugh used to say, in keeping with this, I do have to point out the positives of Davos. Because they're, you know, look, some people, they're entrepreneurs. They're not evangelopreneurs, if I pronounce that correctly. They're entrepreneurs.
Evangelpreneurs.
Yes. Written by, remember? Yeah. He's going to be upset with you. We're going to have him back on. Anyway, Tucker Carlson mentioned this yesterday. This is worthy of mention for two reasons. Okay, because all of these morons, they're evil, they're a bunch of hypocrites, and they're morally perverse. That's one side of the equation. The second side is you've got people that they take advantage of this. They capitalize on this opportunity. You get a bunch of dim-witted, immoral pieces of crap all in one space. Hey, it's either a target-rich environment in one way or another. Well, I there's no either there. But here it is, Tucker Carlson talking about the capitalist opportunities at the World Economic Forum. 25 seconds. I think it was from Wednesday night. I think it was Wednesday night. Here it is.
This is a Fox News alert. The New York Post is reporting tonight that the crowds of prostitutes who have flooded into Davos, Switzerland, to service the sad elderly men who falsely believe they run the world, have upped their prices, and that some of these prostitutes are charging up to $2,500. That means at least somebody's benefiting from the World Economic Forum.
Brilliant observation. But I got to ask, $2,500. What's the going rate? Is that that seems a little high? I mean, I don't know. If I spend $2,500, it better be something for the studio, or it better have four wheels on it. I don't know. Unbelievable. All right, now getting really serious. Before I do that, I want to get to this. You know, it's important to have life insurance. I'm going to just flat out say this. I've seen loss. I've suffered loss. My family we've lost people close to us. I mean, I've seen my folks pass away, handled their estates, handled a number of estates. And there's nothing worse than seeing a mom or a dad or a family member worried about tomorrow. Worried about, how am I going to afford to live in this house? How am I going to afford to send my children to the private schools they're going to right now without changing my lifestyle? This is where life insurance comes in. Folks, please get serious about this. I mean this. It's time to get serious about this. If you've got family like I do, you've got already just a ton of stuff to be concerned about. And a good life insurance plan can give you extra peace of mind. Peace of mind that your family will always be taken care of, even in your absence. And that is so important, because I've seen some horror stories. And then I've seen some people not make out, but the blow was lessened because their lifestyle didn't have to change their lifestyle. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. This is a great company. I like this company. I know people personally that have benefited by this company. If you have life insurance, okay, I want you to check out Policy Genius. Compare rates. Okay, please do this. Policy Genius was built to modernize the insurance industry. No longer do you have agents coming to your home with, you know, briefcases and such. You can find what you need through the fine folks at Policy Genius and their recommendations. Their technology makes it so easy to compare life insurance quotes from the top companies like AIG and Prudential in just a few clicks to find your lowest price, but your best policy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. Now, think about that number. $17, you probably spend that, you know, in a trip to the local coffee shop for your coffee and a bagel. I don't know. Policy Genius has licensed agents. They help you. They help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I could go on and on and on about this, but you know what? The best thing for you to do is this. Check this out yourself. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve something. You deserve a smarter way to find it and buy it. Head to policygenius.com right now or click the link in the description box to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com. I guarantee you won't be sorry. And, you know, for extra credit, mention my name. Just say, heard you on the Hagman Report. Policygenius.com. All right. Getting back to what's going on, this is huge. Hunter Biden, this is page one in the show notes at HagmanReport.com. Hunter Biden lived in classified doghouse while raking in millions through Chinese intelligence ties. Now, if you can just keep that up there for a moment, because this to me is absolutely critical. The Federalist 2 years ago was speaking about this. Sans the classified documents. But the fact of the matter is, you have Hunter Biden, and I cannot stress this enough. Follow me on this, okay? And you can read this at Zero Hedge, but this is not the information I have. This is from my notes, and this is not from Zero Hedge, but the Zero Hedge article has information in there similar and additional to what I've got. But Hunter Biden lived in the Wilmington house with classified documents while taking millions of dollars linked to the highest levels of the Communist Chinese Party. Okay, so if this was Jared Kushner or Donald Trump Jr., what in the hell do you think would happen? Oh, and there's the dude himself in Daddy's Corvette. Probably hasn't worked a friggin' day in his life with two, gee, I wonder why they're blotted out. Two beauties there, unless that one is a dog hanging out the window. I don't know.
$2,500 each.
$2,500. That's fun. And believe me, there's evidence of this. Now, I told you about this. I've written about this in Wisconsin Christian News. Not the perverse stuff, but these ties. And speaking of Wisconsin Christian News, please do me a favor. Subscribe right now. Subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News. And also donate. Rob, the owner of Wisconsin Christian News, his wife is having some extreme medical problems. She's going to be undergoing surgery at the beginning of next month. I don't know if he'd want me to say exactly what's going on, but it's extremely serious. They need your prayers. They need your support. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Please, please pray for them. Please support them. And they're the only outlet, written outlet, that I know of that will take my column and columns like mine and real news in the Christian format and spread it across the globe. That's WisconsinChristianNews.com. But anyway, getting back to this, Hunter Biden, this crack-headed, crack-addled piece of work, while he was addicted to drugs and while he was cavorting with prostitutes, while he was making business deals tied to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, Hunter Biden lived in the house where Biden stored these classified documents. Now, you've all seen this. You've all seen that. Maybe you haven't, but you'll find it. On a background check application dated July 2018, Hunter Biden claimed that he paid some $50,000 a month, $49,910 a month in rent, and that his current residence at that time was 1209 Bailey Mill Road in Wilmington, Delaware. Now, if you, in fact, on the what we're rolling out, you'll see I've written about this because I have his hard drive copy of it. I've got multiple copies ferreted in different locations. But for the purpose of the FBI, again, come to visit me. You can have the copies of the Hunter Biden hard drive. Okay, anyway, look, that rent was not for that property. I want to make that clear. And it was clear on the hard drive it wasn't for that property. That was just where he was renting. Okay, but he, and here's the rub. He listed that Wilmington address as his primary residence on at least one form of ID, which was his driver's license, by the way. I've got a copy of that. You want that? I got a copy of that. And use the same address as his billing address for both his personal credit card and Apple account in 2018 and 2019. Those are on his laptop. Do you see where I'm headed with this? Now, okay, now, there is absolutely, there's two things going on here. You've got the improper storage of classified documents and CBS. And think about this. You got to ask yourself, CBS is making a big deal about this? Why? Could it be they don't want Heels Up Harris and Mr. Potato Head out there? In 2024, they've got to neutralize him. Instead of blowing his head off like they did JFK, let's have the intelligence community set him up or at least exploit what's going on. Now, that's not to say what's in there is not bad, because it is. And it's a hell of a lot worse than what Donald Trump had. But, again, contrary to some of the reports that are out there, that $50,000 a month rent, it represents prime office space at the this very, very special, elegant House of Sweden in Washington, D.C. Okay, if you look at Hunter Biden's laptop, if you bother looking at it, FBI. But the period that he claimed he was living at Barley Mill Road overlaps with the time that multiple Biden family members were taking money from foreign businessmen linked to the highest levels of the Communist Chinese Party. Okay, their intelligence apparatus. And Hunter claimed on various documents and financial statements they lived at that house between early 2017 and 2019, following his father's second term as vice president. And as Joe Biden was gearing up for his presidential run. Why did I mention this? Because it was during this time that those papers were reportedly in that garage. Given the fact that the discovery of classified documents at multiple unsecured locations, including this location and the timeline of Biden's Chinese business deals, that should trouble everybody, and especially Chris Ray, who's out there in Davos getting, you know, peaches and cream from whoever. Maybe some Klaus Schwab business. I don't know. I won't go on, but read the Zero Hedge article on this. By the way, how much time do we have? Eric the Tech. Okay, good. So I'm going to write this down here. Got it. All right. I just lost track of time because I'm having so much fun with Vera. What's her name again? VP, Vera.
Vera Jourová.
Yes, yes, her. Gosh, Eric the Tech is good. All right. All right. Now, is this an inside job, one might ask? This is page 2 of the show notes at HagmanReport.com. Mystery woman who moved Biden's classified documents gave treasure trove of intel to Hunter Biden. All right. Now, let's just take a moment here in reflection, or in looking deeper at this, a kind of a deeper dive than ordinarily would do. Let me get on the same page as this. All right, this is Trending Politics. That's the source of this. And if you remember some previous shows I've done, and you can keep that up there because it's relevant here, because I want that name. I want everyone to see that name, Kathy Chung, Biden's executive assistant. That's Joe Biden, by the way, when he was vice president. She was maybe I should put that in air quotes, a close associate of Hunter Biden, who gave him what a retired top general called a treasure trove of intelligence information that was ultimately leaked from his infamous laptop. Again, I've seen the documents. Some have been published in the Washington or in Wisconsin Christian News. I've written about these documents. I've gone over these documents. How Hunter Biden, how Joe Biden, how Jill Biden, how James Biden are not behind bars, you know there's a problem. But Hunter Biden was so close to this mystery woman whose profile images have been widely scrubbed from the internet. Boy, I wonder why, that he recommended Kathy Chung to work for his father in the VP's office while she was working for former Senator Mark Udall from Colorado back in 2012. Yeah, let's keep it all in the incestuous criminal crime family of politicians. But when Chung was in, during the time when she was in the VP's office, she passed on to Hunter hundreds of the vice president's intelligence briefings, which consisted of open source information, but nonetheless provided unique insights into the vice president's agenda. Now, you could take open source information, and this is an important distinction here. You could take open source information, but the context needs to be applied through the agenda of the office holder. Okay, so I could send, in other words, I could send you a link to a story, in the Washington Times or whatever. But what I'm going to do or what I'm doing relative to that story or the information contained therein, that's the story and that's the situation with Chung. Okay, and this particular article, I like this because it has some exhibits. And again, I've seen these documents. They exist on the laptop. And for the whiners, complainers, moaners, and whatever else out there who say, well, you know, Donald Trump took, they raided Mar-a-Lago, don't you know? Well, they should raid like hell. They should strafe this guy's residence, in my view. This highly sensitive information, some of which was found in the garage, of course, was on Biden's unencrypted laptop and mobile devices. Raid Biden's house, for crying out loud. Why don't you? Look, Bill Clinton, former president, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, former, were among those listed in Chung's email to Hunter Biden. Folks, again, the selling out of this nation, the security, our children's future, our children's security. Come on, man. I got hairy legs. But come on, seriously. But that's half the story. The other half is, are they now setting him up to get rid of him? This guy's a walking vegetable. And if so, who would take his place? Yes, I know the line of succession. I get all of that. But there's something else here, and it's something much bigger. All right. I think I've driven that home enough. I want to move on. I mentioned this, and I want to get right to this. This will be video 5 in the show notes. I mentioned this. I don't want these globalist scumbags to get 1 minute of peace. I don't want them to have 1 minute of peace. I want to fight like they fight. I want to make sure that they cannot find solace anywhere on this planet, that they've got to join Musk in his thing to Mars, okay? We've got to fight back. Now, Rebel News, Ezra Levant, doing just that. I am so proud because the people at Davos, whatever, the people with skis up their butts and prostitutes in their room, and those who like peaches and saying that, you know, okay, look, we need to hold them to account. I'm going to show you this. Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, was walking down the street in Davos. Now, this happened to, something very similar happened to Klaus Schwab by a Japanese independent reporter. And he kind of blew her off like she did. Oh, you're an independent. I'm not talking to you. Oh, you're going to talk to me. But watch this clip. I'm proud of this because we have to hold Fauci, Collins, Burks, Bourla, all of the people. We have to hold them to account. And I don't care if they hold a position of power in government or if they're unelected or if they're appointed, but we have to hold them. Hey, it's okay to go ahead and protest at the Supreme, at the houses of the members of the Supreme Court. But you can't walk up to these people or Schwab or Bill Gates or whatever. I'll tell you what. I'm bringing the backpack. That's all I'm saying. All right. Here it is. Video 5, Albert Bourla and Rebel News. This is beautiful. Watch this.
Mr. Bourla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a gold bear around.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions?
No apology, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of?
How much money have you personally made off the vaccine?
How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings? Nothing?
Who did you meet with here in secret? Will you disclose who you met with? Who did you pay commissions to? In the past, Pfizer has paid $2.3 billion in fines for deceptive marketing. Have you engaged in that same conduct again? Are you under investigation like you were before for your deceptive marketing, sir?
If any other product in the world doesn't work as promised, you get a refund. Should you not refund to countries that laid out billions for your ineffective vaccine?
Are you used to only sympathetic media, so you don't know how to answer any questions?
Is that it?
Shame on you, sir.
Shame on you. That's Albert Bourla, the boss of Pfizer. His people were pushing us around a little bit.
Mate, he's pretty fit. I don't reckon he's had one jab.
I'm huffing and puffing a bit. At least I didn't have any myocarditis.
I dare say he's shocked that in his safe space at the WEF here in Davos that he was challenged in a way that he's never to date been challenged.
Well, that's the thing. We're not accredited media here. We're on the outside of the perimeter. So he's only used to the softballs from CNN and MSNBC and people like that. I asked him a real question about product liability. No answer. A real question about Pfizer's past deceptive practices. You know, they paid the largest fine in American history to the Justice Department for deceptive marketing. I don't know if that's underway right now. I don't know if they're being investigated, but I think they should be. When did he know that the vaccine didn't actually stop transmission? I wanted to find out because surely he knew before we knew.
Okay,
why didn't he tell us?
You can,
I don't know.
You can
I
mean, watch really the entire clip. Rebel News, God bless them. And what a great job. Here is the essence of that. You know, when truth is replaced by silence, the silence is the lie. You get that? When truth is replaced by silence, the silence is the lie. The fact that he did not answer one question, you know that he knows that we know. Here we go again. They know that we know, they know. Anyway, you get the idea, right? So here is what, because I've got example after example, including that monstrosity of a prime minister over in New Zealand. But you cannot let these people walk the streets. And for those people who think that we're going to have a Nuremberg 2.0 trial system, we are that Nuremberg 2.0 trial system.
This is how it's going to look. It is up to you and I. It is up to us to chase these people. When I say chase, to hold them to account. It is up to us. If you think that somebody's going to put together a Nuremberg 2.0 trial for Fauci, who knew damn well, based on the Twitter files, who knew exactly that he was financing this bioweapon research. That's right, bioweapon research. Look, it's up to us to hold these people accountable. No one is coming to our rescue. And when it gets so bad, because it has gotten bad for Jacinda, what's her face, over there in New Zealand. I'll show you this here, what's happening there. Because they should not be able to show their faces. Again, Fauci, Burks, Collins, you got people like Daszak, Peter Daszak, all these people in the know. The Bat Lady from China, Xi Zheng Li. You've got the University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Some of the staff up in Canada, universities up there. You've got people down in the States that have blood on their hands. And you know what you're going to be finding? You're going to see this mortality, this rise of excess deaths just go through the roof, and they are mass murderers. But if you're waiting for Nuremberg 2.0, you are Nuremberg 2.0. There's no one coming to our aid. Nobody. We must hold these morons accountable, these killers accountable, these psychopath killers accountable. The people that made, I don't care if you are, and I'll tell you this, if you are a doctor in this country who was part of this, if you are a nurse, if you are a pharmacist, you must be held accountable. And I hope that we make you feel uncomfortable. In fact, I hope we cause you an enormous amount of discomfort for what you've done to us, for what you've done to our children and our parents who died alone. It's up to us. At least here's one pin down. Oh, man, Jacinda from New Zealand. Ed Dowd talking about this on Bannon. This is video number 4 in the show notes. Here it is.
And so today I'm announcing that I will not be seeking re-election. And that my term as Prime Minister will conclude no later than the 7th of February. For my part, I want to finish with a simple thank you to New Zealanders for giving me this opportunity to serve and to take on what has and will always be the greatest role of my life. I hope in return, I leave behind a belief that you can be kind but strong, empathetic but decisive, optimistic but focused, that you can be your own kind of leader, one that knows when it's time to go.
Princess Lockdown right
there. And then we'll pick him right back up. You don't think she knows? You don't think that she has been pressured? She knows. And she has been pressured. And I'm going to tell you something. Every single person, with respect to this SARS-CoV-2 bioweapon from Fauci, from leaders in this country, as I said, I don't care. From the highest level to the lowest level, they need to be held to account. And end of story, but we must do it. If you're waiting for some sort of Nuremberg thing, ain't happening, at least in my view. So it's up to us. And when you see them on the street, you remind them. You remind that boss. You remind that bobble-headed moron from human resources. You remind that doctor who couldn't be bothered
to stop counting the money that he was getting the kickbacks from. Or the nurse who didn't do, you know, the dancing nurses, you know, the choreographed crap that we saw. The pharmacists who refused, outright refused, if they still have their jobs, you remind them. Because it's up to us. We have to, and look, they're scared. We have them on the run. Continue with that.
There, Ed Dowell, tell us what really went on. Why did she was the darling. She came to Washington, D.C. She's feted. She goes to Davos. She's feted. She goes to London. She's feted. She was the darling of the biomedical security state. What happened, Ed Dowell?
Bottom line is she was going to lose. Her party was going to lose. So she preempted by resigning. But, you know, when you watch the body language of of her resignation, you know, I had a career interviewing CEOs, and I spent a lot of time reading body language. That body language was atrocious. There's a little bit of fear going on in there. I think what we're going to find out, we haven't done the all-cause mortality on New Zealand, but it's going to show that there wasn't really any during COVID, and then it's probably exploding right now since the vaccination program, which is draconian. This woman, you remember, like Fauci, who declared he's science, she declared she was truth. There was a clip of her saying, "Do not listen to anybody else. We are truth. I am truth." And she also instituted the two-tier system, and she was proud of it. So this woman was, like you said, heralded as one of the greatest achievements of the WEF. She's one of the students, I believe, of the WEF. And I'm happy to say it looks like one of the ring wraiths of the WEF has fallen.
It's amazing. Ed, how did they get your book? How did they find out more about this? Because she was, I think, young global leader, World Economic Forum. She was the hammer on the lockdowns and the vaccine. She was absolutely hardcore, and you're right. The math is what's blown her out of the office.
Okay, get that again. Go to thehagmanreport.com. But he talks about body language. You're damn right, because I've taken courses, numerous forensic courses related criminology in body language, especially when you are looking at a suspect, okay, and interviewing a suspect. And I'll tell you what, she was not, you could tell. I mean, she was visibly, in one of those clips, visibly uncomfortable. And he's right. When you look at, when the truth does come out, and it is coming out, and they know it's coming out, and they're starting to head for the hills, and they know that there's more of us than there are of them. And they're saying, oh, in her case, she's leaving the party early. Why? To save her skin. Because she knows, and she knows that we know. So, my closing message this weekend is one of hope. It's one of hope. It's one of, we are going to win. We are winning. We will win. We are fighting psychopaths, whether it be the Fauci type or whoever it might be at the higher levels, or your neighborhood pharmacist who's nothing but a narcissistic moron. We are fighting these people. And now that the truth is coming out, and I have to congratulate Musk for loosing the ties of Twitter. Look, I don't know how that's going to end up, but the fact of the matter is a lot of truth now is coming out that they knew, and that their plan all along, well, that they knew, number one, that COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, whatever you want to call it, was a bioweapon, engineered bioweapon. They have proof. They have proof that Fauci attempted to rewrite history through a phone call at 2 o'clock in the afternoon back in 2020, one day, I think it was a Tuesday in February of in 2020, about the talking points. Well, here's how we're going to handle it. And Collins and others, this, along with the jab, you can't tell me they didn't know. And look, I don't know Trump's part, but he's got to be held to account for his part. I'm an equal opportunity accuser. But have hope. And by all means, be a person of action. Don't be intimidated by these fools. They've got nothing on you. They've got nothing on us. We win in the end. Make sure that you know. But you have to be righteous. This has to be a righteous, biblical sort of process, I believe. You just can't go crazy on these people. But what I'm telling you is, we have the upper road. We have the high road. They don't. So for every person that mandated a mask, a shot, or that whatever they might have done, their day is coming. Their day of reckoning is coming. Not ours, theirs. Eric the Tech, I hope you have a somewhat of a restful weekend. Folks, you as well. God bless each and every one of you. Have a good night.